Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For you were like sheep gone astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Think of life as a journey. Most of us are planning on starting journeys, whether to the first call or to the vicarage place or to our own kith and kin, to our own household. Life is a journey. It is good to look at life as a journey because our leader, our master, is himself, the way, the truth, and the life. And he showed us the way to the Father. And he heeded us to follow him, to the extent that we take up the cross and follow him. No wonder the favorite hymns of most of us come from that section of the hymnal which is called Cross and Comfort. Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. We are on to a journey that is tiresome. As any traveler knows, when you plan a journey, you do the best you can to limit your luggage. Travel light. Less luggage, more comfort. Yes, when you follow Jesus, when I am called to follow Jesus, this is what Jesus requires of us or encourages us. Travel light. Take up the cross and follow him. The trouble most of us have, or all humans have, is to make the distinction between what we actually need and what we want. There is no end to what we want, and we cannot really satisfy our own spouse or our father or mother or brother or sister by giving him or her the thing that he or she wants. But if we have food and drink and a place to sleep, that is basically what we need. Think of us as following the one who left his glory, left his possessions, left his richness so that he would empty himself and become one of us and choose to live among us for our sake. And it is the one who calls us to take up our own crosses and follow him. This is not a tiresome journey because he says, my burden is light. My yoke is easy. If only we follow the rules of the road, travel light. Our text talks about suffering. Peter wrote to a community that knew suffering. They almost equated suffering with Christian life. Why shouldn't they? Because after all, they were just living in the shadow of the Savior's life, which was culminated in the cross that he took upon himself for the sake of the world. Well, we do plan, we do get advices from people when we go to rough terrains, when we go to strange places, strange lands, strange communities. We plan ahead, but most of the time, plans do not match with the actual events and people and cultures that we are brought into. But there is something that keeps us focused on our life. Again, the cross. The cross has recently become a symbol of almost anything. Red Cross brings us some comfort, some meaning. The Blue Cross brings us a different perspective. And crosses have just become a piece of jewelry. You don't know if a person is Christian or not just by looking at him or her having a cross. It has just become jewelry. It is not the cross, obviously, but it is the one who hung on the cross that makes the difference. It is precisely the one who hung on the cross who calls us, even us, to take up our own crosses and follow him. Perhaps when people look at cross as just as a piece of jewelry, it does not cross their mind that there was one who hung on the cross, who made this cross such a glorifying piece. Peter says that we are looking at the one who hung his body on a tree. Perhaps now we should look more intently onto the tree than to the cross. It is true that in the shadow of life, in our rough and tumble of life, we misfocus on the tree because we are surrounded by the woods. That is obviously the point I would like us to take home today. As you travel, do not lose focus. Life indeed is a journey. Life is not as it is, easy and comforting. It is true that most of us will not have to take up the cross and follow Jesus as many others out there are. It is true that most of us sitting here will not starve for food or to find a place, find a shelter, or find basic means of transportation, etc. But it's equally true that many who have taken up the cross and followed Jesus have sacrificed the comfort of the home, food, shelter, family, friends, and so on. It is equally true that many who have upheld the Bible, which witnesses the cross of Jesus Christ, have been challenged to put it down and spit on it. The cross could be difficult when we enter the rough terrain of life. The cross could be indeed showing us the mystery that surrounds it, the principle that glorifies it because of the one who hung on it, because he chose it not robbery to come down and be one among us. Yes, life's journey is not easy. Life's journey is tense, even for us who have more than what we need and more than what we want. Even for us, life is tough. But again, let us not lose focus on the cross. It is as if we are on the highway. We are going high speed, and we have been traveling miles and miles and hours and hours. And what does the book say? Roll down the window, roll your eyes, and look around. When miseries and sorrows and difficulties of life just surround us and surmount us, it is probably that we are losing focus of the things that we need to be focusing on. It is probably that we are looking into ourselves and for us and sympathetic towards us that we finally lose focus of the things that we need to be focusing on. So the psalmist says and the hymners say, hold high the cross before me. The cross before me and the sorrows behind me. That is the rule of the road for us Christians who have put on Jesus Christ. Christ endured the cross because he had his eyes on us, our lives for here and for hereafter. Yes, indeed, the cross is a symbol of cross and comfort. There is our journey ahead. But we are not passing through the valley of shadow of death, which is unknown to someone. There is someone who has been there and done that, who has gone through this shadow of death and won the victory for us. Cross may be the directive for us. Cross may be the symbol for us to lead us to eternity, but it is leading us to eternity. It is leading us to that comfort zone. It is leading us to that place where we shall not be under suffering and sorrow. May those words and that image of the cross help us through this journey to focus onto him and prepare us for the day to come when we shall see him face to face in his glory. In the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.